I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, January 6th. An East Bridgewater man is dead after a pickup truck he was driving crashed into a granite post and flipped over in Quincy on Friday afternoon. Police say the truck crashed into a granite post right outside Marymount Park on Hancock Street near Fenno Street at about 1:30 Friday afternoon. Rescuers had to extricate the driver, who was rushed to Boston Medical Center and later died. A passenger managed to get out of the vehicle and was not seriously hurt. That crash remains under investigation. Plans for a new Adams Presidential Center in Quincy have changed. Mayor Thomas Koch says the city will no longer be taking the Planet Fitness and a dermatologist office on Adams Street by Eminent Domain for the new center. Instead, Koch says the new Adams Center will be located closer to City Hall, although he did not specify a location. Koch says the city will keep property that was formerly home to a funeral home on Adams Street for additional parking for the new Adams Presidential Center. Koch also says it's unlikely that ground will be broken for the new Adams Center this year. A nonprofit foundation is currently in the process of raising money for that new center. A Quincy Center Mexican restaurant will stay open a bit longer before being shut down to make way for a new park. Acapulco's says it will now be closing this coming Sunday. Acapulco's was originally set to close at the end of December after the city announced it was taking that building by eminent domain to make way for a new pocket park to honor President John Quincy Adams. The restaurant has been open in Quincy since 2006 and is part of a chain of restaurants. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the city is still planning to move forward with the plans for the park. It will cost $750,000 to demolish the Acapulco's building and $2.6 million to create the new park. A statue of President John Quincy Adams has already been created for the new park. It is unclear if Acapulco's will relocate. Well, the Quincy City Council will hold their first meeting of the new year tonight. The council will reconvene at 6:30 in the Great Hall at City Hall with a light agenda. Among the items councilors will debate include the nomination and election of the president of the City Council, adopting the 2025 City Council meeting schedule, adopting the 2025 political calendar, and accepting a $5,000 donation to the Friends of Wollaston Beach from the Copeland Family Foundation. Also tonight, councilors will be honoring Quincy firefighters Stephen Sweet and Sean Breslin. State Senator John Keenan of Quincy did not vote to re-elect Karen Spilka as president of the state Senate last week. In a message, Keenan said he voted present because he feels the Senate needs to be more participatory, open, and transparent. Keenan said changes are needed, citing the fact that there have been significantly fewer roll calls, routinely missed deadlines, failure to adopt joint rules, waived rules, passed bills beyond the end of formal sessions with limited opportunities for members to participate fully, and have often been at odds with members of the House. Keenan said the Senate has been less transparent and connected with the public. Keenan did congratulate Spilka on her re-election as Senate president and said he hopes for improvements this year. The MBTA says it has kept its promise of eliminating all speed restrictions on all subway lines by the end of 2024. In a video message, the T says that as of December 21st, 2024, there were no slow zones on any of the rapid transit lines after completing the track improvement program that began in November of 2023. On the red line, the T says for the first time in over 20 years, all speed restrictions were eliminated as of the end of November, reducing the round-trip travel time by 18 minutes. In October of 2023, there were over 100 slow zones on the Red Line. The T says they'll be adding new cars to the Red Line fleet early this year to increase service. The MBTA General Manager Phil Eng says this year the T will be focusing on improving their switching mechanisms. A Holbrook man facing new charges after allegedly causing a fatal motor vehicle crash in Braintree while driving under the influence of alcohol. 39-year-old Ryan Gorman was driving his pickup truck west on Union Street just before 1 a.m. on December 1st when he allegedly veered into the eastbound side of the road and caused a head-on collision with an SUV. The passenger in the SUV, 18-year-old Alexia Nixon of Weymouth, died after being taken to Boston Medical Center with life-threatening injuries. Police said the SUV's driver, an 18-year-old man, and a 21-year-old passenger suffered serious injuries. Gorman was arraigned December 2nd from a hospital bed on three counts of driving under the influence of alcohol, causing serious bodily injury, driving negligently so as to endanger, and failing to drive within marked lanes. He was arraigned last Thursday in Quincy District Court on a charge of motor vehicle homicide. He's pleaded not guilty and posted a $5,000 cash bail. A judge ordered him to wear a remote alcohol monitor and stay away from the victim's family. He is due back in court on March 6th. Well, the Patriots have fired head coach Gerard Mayo. The team's owner, Bob Kraft, announced in a statement yesterday following the team's final game of the season against the Buffalo Bills. 38-year-old Mayo played linebacker for the Patriots from 2008 to 2015 before becoming a coach in 2019. He was hired as the team's 15th head coach January of 2024 and became the youngest head coach in the NFL. Mayo is a Virginia native who played in college at Tennessee before being selected number 10 overall by the Patriots in the 2008 draft. He accumulated 803 tackles and 11 sacks in his playing career. He was hired just a day after Kraft and former coach Bill Belichick announced they'd mutually agreed to part ways. However, Mayo's tenure as head coach would only last one season, as the Patriots finished with a disappointing 4-13 record for the season in a row, much to the frustration of the team's ownership and fans as a result of their 4-13 record. Patriots will now have the fourth pick in the 2025 NFL Draft. A potential major legal battle is brewing on Beacon Hill. The state auditor is squaring off against the House Speaker and Senate President for the right to audit the legislature, a measure voters approved in November, and another deadline in the debate lands today. DeSoglio, the state auditor, says she is ready to open the books and the audit of the Massachusetts state legislature after nearly 72% of voters in the Commonwealth called for passing question one on the ballot in November. But leaders at the state house have pushed back, citing separation of powers. DeSoglio sent a letter to Senate President Karen Spilka and House Speaker Ron Mariano asking them to prepare to cooperate and respond by today. The law tied to question one took effect officially on Friday. DeSoglio believes it's clear lawmakers should abide by the law. State leaders have suggested identifying an independent firm to conduct the audit. DeSoglio believes that it's lawmakers' attempts to control it. She says if state house leaders don't cooperate, her office will be pursuing litigation and court action through the Attorney General's office. Well, dozens of hardy souls braved the frigid water of Quincy Bay on Saturday for the annual Atherton Howe School Polar Plunge. The PTO sponsors the plunge every year to raise funds for extra activities at the Atherton Howe Elementary School. Plungers dove into the icy waters at the public landing on Howe's Neck under the watchful eyes of the Quincy Police Marine Unit and Brewster Ambulance personnel. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 339 points. NASDAQ rose 340. The S&P is up 73. Global stocks are mixed. The dollar and the euro are higher, and oil at $73 a barrel. In sports, Patriots did beat the Bills yesterday in their final game of the season, 23-16. Oklahoma beating the Celtics, 105-92. Celtics will be in Denver tomorrow night at 10. The Islanders beat the Bruins 5-4 in overtime, and the Bees will host the Oilers tomorrow night at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service for today, mainly cloudy with a high of 30 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low 16. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, and cold with a high of 29. Wednesday, partly cloudy, windy, the high of 27. Same thing on Thursday, partly cloudy, windy, high 29. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, northwest winds 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, high tide 4:12 p.m. Sunrise at 7:12, sets at 4:27. Traffic note, 4 River Bridge scheduled to open at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, January 6th.